out a battery.
Oh, you did.
I so grabbed this. I wasn't even going to bring this, but I thought maybe I would need a note.
So is that the Surface Pro 3?
Yeah.
Cool.
Surface. Oh, so it's the Microsoft pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a tablet, but it's Microsoft. It has. It actually is the same. Sorry.
Go ahead and talk. We still have a couple minutes.
We're getting updated on technology.
Yeah. So it actually runs everything that my other laptop does. It'll totally replace it. Same everything.
Yeah, I read today that Microsoft's going to allow a free upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah, I saw that.
Off of anything, so that's great. So I really, that Windows 8 just blows.
You don't like 8? I bet 10's going to be worse. And I say that because if you don't like 8, the reason why they're making 10 is so that they can go all to the app thing, which is what everyone hates about 8.
Yeah. I thought that the reason that they were going to 10 was so that it was easier to go from desktop to...
It is. And the way that they're trying to make it easier to go from desktop to phone to everything is by making everything use those apps. That's how they're trying to do it. So that your computer works the same way as your phone. And, I don't like the apps part of it either.
Yeah.
But that's what this has. It says 8.1.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did all the workarounds so that my laptop boots up the desktop screen. And,
oh, I do that too.
Yeah.
I'm just too used to
it. Yeah, me too. I've looked at those and thought that would be really cool to be able to use, like, you know, Word and Excel and stuff on a tablet.
Right.
Yeah.
And so for correcting stuff and things like that, if I get in a pinch, like, instead of just making corrections, even the ones you would want to make on paper, you can actually write right in Word documents and send it back.
The handwriting.
Yeah, no, it will recognize it, but I don't really use it to recognize it. I just cross stuff out and save it, and my secretary has my changes to it with the process that makes it.
That's cool. That's really cool.
But the note taking is the best part.
Yeah.
So that it's actually searchable.
Yeah, I would stuff. Like to get away from.
Yeah, it replaces all those.
That's cool. That's
and if you use it in conjunction with SharePoint, which is their thing, all of the notes that you take automatically sync. So as soon as I take my notes, my secretary's got them.
Oh, that's cool. So that I don't have to. You guys must be totally. Are you totally cloud-based then?
Trying to get there, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the new the Office 365 that they've got is very cheap now.
Yeah.
Very cheap now. It comes with licenses for all the Word and everything.
Right.
And then they'll host SharePoint and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It really is a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I have that I haven't used.
Do you have Office 365?
I do. Yeah.
So if you have Office 365 and you use OneNote, that's what does the syncing back and forth. So if you take notes in OneNote, it's exactly the same, because that's all it is OneNote on this too.
Okay.
It's just that you can type them on if you've got a laptop.
Right.
You can write them with this.
Yeah.
But you can share them with people who don't have a Surface. Cause, you know,
yeah. Oh, that's cool.
They just can't write.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay, it's 10 o'clock or a couple of minutes after. Thanks for coming today. This is a status conference for an expedited hearing that's been requested by the cities, coalition cities, regarding the mitigation plan that was filed with the director, I think, in November. And we have some participants on the phone. At least I heard the phone ding a couple of times. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Travis Thompson. I'm entering in notice of appearance for the Lower Snake Recharge District in the first mitigation plan proceeding.
Okay. And who else? Anybody else?
This is Mitra.
Jerry Rigby.
Okay, Mitra. And then Jerry.
This is Linda Lemon listening in for the Recharge District also.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Anybody else? Okay, thanks for your participation. And we'll just introduce ourselves here. I'm Gary Spackman, Director of Department of Water Resources and in clockwise direction. Emmy?
Emmy Blades, IDWR.
Justin May, representing Rangan.
Christian Patrick on behalf of the Coalition.
Chris Bromley, Coalition of Cities.
Candace McHugh on behalf of the Coalition. Derek Baxter, IDWR.
Jimmy White, IDWR.
Jennifer Succo, IDWR.
Okay, thanks. Maybe I'll just ask, what is it that we want to talk about today? Preparation for the hearing? Chris, Candace?
Inspector Spagman, if I could take something up first, I'd
sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Spoke with Chris Bromley, the Lower Snake Recharge District, that protested the first plan, I believe, was filed back in May or April 2014. And this notice of hearing requested that that be lumped into the hearing with the second plan, and it's my understanding that that's not the city's intention, that the Lower Snake Recharge District does not want to go forward with the hearing next week on the first plan, and that we would like to set that off for a status conference in the future to see whether or not that plan will continue to be pursued.
So I'm trying to backtrack. There's been a lot of documents. So did we set this for hearing for both the plans?
I'd be happy to clarify, bring everybody to speak. So Candace on the queue on behalf of the Coalition of Cities. And on Friday of last week, the Coalition filed a request for hearing on the first and second mitigation plans, along with our reconsideration. And since that time, we have talked to Rangan and our experts and reviewed the plans, and I think it makes the most sense to pursue the second plan, which is a stipulated mitigation plan with Rangan, go to hearing on that and present evidence to the director on why that should be approved, and put out for a later scheduling conference. I would propose 2 months on the first mitigation plan. They do both have recharge in them, but they have different sites, and the second mitigation plan, I think for everybody's time considerations, makes sense to go forward next week on that. And to that end, we did talk to Mr. Thompson this morning, and we have no protest as to the second plan, and the first plan is being set out. We definitely agree with that. So that's the first request that we'd ask the director to accommodate, or if you will.
Okay.
The second is...
Do we want to address that right
sure,
now?
Absolutely.
Because maybe I'm thinking that if we don't have the first mitigation plan teed up for hearing, maybe the protest since the first plan would then want to exit in the conversation.
Yeah.
You're welcome to participate if you want, Travis and others.
No, that'd be great. I'd gladly sign off if we're done with that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just go forward with the second mitigation plan and the hearing, and simplify the hearing and shorten it. And I assumed, at least when I was looking at the documentation, that that's really what the request for hearing was directed toward. And the expeditious response. So we'll just send out an actual notice then. That schedules the second mitigation plan for hearing, and we'll separate or bifurcate the two.
Thank you.
Is that okay, Travis and others?
Yes, thank you.
Can I ask one question of clarification? Candace was talking about setting a status conference out a couple of months. Do we want the hearing set out a couple of months, or the status conference set out a couple of months to figure out a hearing date?
Just a scheduling status conference on the first plan.
That's what I would suggest.
And we'll just work independently to try to set that. I don't necessarily want to do it today.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think that dilutes the discussion that we'll have and focus of where we ought to be. Now, I'm not that familiar again with what's happening with first mitigation plan. So Mitra and Jerry, you're participating today. Were you protestants in that first mitigation plan?
We were not, Director. We got a notice of hearing last night, so we thought we should call in since we received the notice. But I don't believe we're in the Coalition of Cities Mitigation Plan.
Oh, okay. And you received the notice of the status conference today, then?
I think because... we also filed them in the Rangan underlying delivery call because it goes directly to that call, and so the notices went out in both the Rankin's underlying call. So all those parties got the notice, plus any parties to the two mitigation plans. I think that's why we...
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's why the department served it on a larger group.
Okay.
Mr. Director, this is Jerry. We are on the same weakness, only because of the notice, but if it's okay, I'd like to listen in. I'm not participating.
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's a status conference. I don't object to anybody listening. I guess I would like to know, though, whether there's some expectation on the part of anybody listening in a participation, because they're not. We don't have any protests in the mitigation plan itself. So I was assuming that there really wasn't any exterior opposition to what was proposed by the plan.
That's our understanding as well.
Is Mitra and Jerry...
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, listen in and pipe up if you want to be doing something else, and then we'll have to see where it goes.
And Director, I apologize. This all cut out there for a second, so I think you asked a question. We do not oppose the plan, we don't anticipate participating at this plan unless some larger issues relevant to Rankin cropped up, but... we're really just here because we got to know this,
and
we wanted to make sure we appeared.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mitra. Okay. And Travis and Linda, you're still there?
I am, but I'll sign off if we don't need anything else from us, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to listen if you want. And
this is Linda. I don't have to get off the phone. I'll just continue listening.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Travis.
Okay. Thanks. All right, thanks for the preliminary discussion that streamlines the subjects that we're talking about today. So let's talk about the second mitigation plan. Chris or Candace?
On the second mitigation plan, I think we do have an initial request, and we appreciate the director setting an expedited hearing starting next Friday. We were hoping that maybe the director would be willing to move that hearing up one day to January 29th for two primary reasons. We think the hearing will be done in one day, but for whatever reason, if something unknown happens, we would have the opportunity to finish it up on Friday. The second thing is I do think there's some legal issues that will be benefited from the factual evidence that's presented at the hearing, and that process could benefit from some post-trial briefing. And although I expect it to be short, it would be great if we would have an opportunity to get that done right after the hearing on Friday, submit it to the director early, midday on Friday potentially, so that you have all the information and concluded prior to the weekend, so we could maybe get a decision as soon as possible, since we are under an important deadline as far as the city's ability to continue to pump under their junior water rights. So that we talked to Justin about that, and I think Rankin's in agreement and available for a January 29th hearing, and I just was going to request from the director to see if he had availability and if we could accommodate that request.
Yeah, I have a conflict that day. There's a committee 9 meeting, and I regularly attend those meetings. There are issues that are coming up there that I think I need to be participant in. So I picked the first day that I had a full day. And so Friday's the day that I would hold it. Well, I'm willing to start as early as you want to start. Be sure that we finish if you want to start at 8 o'clock or 8:30 instead of 9 or whatever. And I'm willing to accept briefs on the weekend if you want to. And I heard you talking, Candace, that you're going skiing this weekend, but I am not.
That's this weekend.
That's this weekend.
So you're going to be dictating what I'm doing, I have a feeling.
Oh, I don't know. It's up to you. I'm just saying,
if you
want to set even a weekend deadline, I'm willing to review if that's an avenue.
Well, we thought we would ask to move it up, thinking that might be a possibility.
I think an 8 or an 8:30 a.m. start time would be preferable,
yeah.
Director.
Yeah.
3.
Want to start as early as 8?
I'm fine with that, Christian. Are you able to start at 8?
I have a hard time believing that there will be that much presented factually that will take us that long. Because I don't sense that there's disagreement between the experts about the modeling and the timing of accrual and benefits of the current tunnel from these activities. There may be some need for exchange of information about the depletions. I don't know. That's kind of what I've heard. But anyway, I'm getting out of here.
Okay, well, continuing on then, relative to next week's hearing, the coalition would ask for the department to make available, I think, Alan Wiley or Jennifer Succo, relative to what the curtailment runs and the model does and doesn't do as far as municipal water use. And I don't know if that needs to rise to the level of formal discovery or a joint interview between us and Rankin of them, but we do have some questions, and we would ask that those two people be made available for those questions.
I haven't had time to request in writing a staff memo, but Jennifer is working on a written document. I think that the document will be completed tomorrow at the end of business hours and be distributed to parties. I want to make sure that what I'm saying is correct, Jennifer, so speak up.
Yeah, that's what we discussed.
And to the extent, I don't know, Christian and Jennifer, whether the two of you are conversing about what numbers are being used in model runs and what you're relying on, or whether that coordination is necessary. But
so far, I have just talked with Alan Wiley, and it's been some time ago. And I think what we were just wanting to do is make sure that it's coming directly, and not that any conclusions there are coming directly, and not just through me, coming directly from Alan or Jennifer.
And I just thought, and again, this is secondhand, but I thought there were some depletion numbers somehow that were being provided comparatively, and
I think there Christian did provide some numbers on the estimated volume of the city's junior use. I do have some questions about those. I wasn't aware I was allowed to speak to him outside of the hearing, so we have not spoken. I was just commenting on those questions in my staff memo.
We would like to be involved in some of those. I mean, we would like to be involved in those conversations. Frankly, we're interested and probably have some of the same questions that Jennifer does.
Mm-hmm. Well, from my perspective, the expert witnesses, the technical people, ought to be able to converse freely and exchange information and ideas. And by doing that, we'll be more consistent in the hearing from my perspective. If there's any disagreement about how the model did run or how the simulations were produced. And
just to comment, I think the differences, in the end, the differences between my calculation of junior use and his calculation of junior use don't really end up being relevant anyhow. I mean, they're different values, so I commented on that, but I don't think they really, when you get down to the question of which you asked of whether or not and the timing of when the recharge offsets the impacts, the difference between our estimation of junior use really isn't relevant anymore.
I think many of the issues have to do not necessarily with the number at the end, but how the calculations are done and how they relate to the curtailment runs that have been done in the past and have been done in this. So there are some questions, but they're probably not over the magnitude of numbers.
Well, so from what I understand is our expert and technical witnesses can converse freely, and that we can leave that up to our experts to coordinate with department staff on that.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
And So then I guess the next question is, what level of formality do you want me to impose so that you're able to extract the information you want from the department?
I think a good starting point would probably be the written document, and of course I think we're requesting any information that the department used or relied upon in coming to any conclusions in the order conditionally approving the plan, and also to identify any department staff that have knowledge or had input in that. And then at that point we can look at her memo, and then that might answer the question on what level of formality we may need to pursue.
And maybe if we could just see if either Jennifer or Jennifer and Alan could be are available next week for a phone call or something like that, maybe we could set up. I mean, how's the easiest way to do that? But
yeah. I don't know your calendar, Jennifer. I don't know Alan's.
Yeah, I mean, I have to look at our calendars, but as far as I know, I think we're here next week. So.
You want to coordinate that with council? And see
I can do that.
Okay.
All right, so we will let you know kind of what we need after we see the written memo for Jennifer. Okay.
No mechanical extraction devices allowed.
Thanks, Gary. Yes, today you have my
attention. You need to protect staff.
Okay, and so just so it didn't get lost, if there was any other department staff that were involved in the conditional approval or in the memo, just have them identified, and then we can decide if we need to talk to anybody else. And then I think the other request for information that I have is I think relevant to this particular plan, but actually is referred to in the Justice Schroeder's opinion in the Blue Lakes case, which was a stipulated mitigation plan or a stipulation entered into by the dairymen in Clear Springs. And we haven't been able to find that, so I guess I just wanted to make a formal request. If the department would be able to find that document, we would appreciate having it.
Dr. Clement asked for that request to be in writing just so we can document exactly the
specific request. Yeah. Okay, I can follow up with that. And then here's the reference. So
it's okay, Dr. The appropriate guest can just email that to Justin. Anybody else who wants to see those of that?
Well, now, what would it have been, Justice Schroeder, as a hearing officer for the department?
Well, he
recognized or accepted.
Yeah, well, it appears that it potentially was, but there's a stipulation between the dairymen and Clear Springs in that case. And finally, and maybe it's appropriate here to ask the question, but as far as the IDWR process in contacting the Coalition of Cities relative to kind of what's going to happen from the curtailment standpoint, just wondering if you would share with us if which staff would be contacting the cities in person, and what your point of contact with the city would be. If you're intending to just meet with their or contact them in person, this Public Works Department or mayor or what, just so we could let the cities know who the point of contact would be and who the agency's thinking they would contact.
I can't answer your question right now.
Okay.
But we have staff looking at and analyzing all of the water rights and systems as best they can. And then what we'll do is, because for the cities and for a lot of the other users, there are multiple water rights. Some of them are junior, some of them are senior. We know that cities deliver their water rights through integrated systems. Those rights may be in different forms. I don't know what points of diversion they may identify. So we're trying to analyze those right now, and staff will have some kind of a report at the end of the day or tomorrow. And of course, you know, we sent letters out. And the water right holder should be receiving the letters either today or tomorrow, probably early in the weekend. And then we anticipate starting to contact people on Monday. If you have, and we probably would just work off of our water rights information that we have in our databases. And some of that may be obsolete, may be old, may not even, telephone numbers may not even be correct, but if you have contact information, that's fine. We welcome it. And if there's somebody who would want us to contact, happy to visit them. All we anticipate is Monday we'll start calling and we'll assign probably a couple of people to specific geographical areas. We may have some people assigned to specific user groups. Maybe we'll assign, don't know that yet. I need to work through that with staff. And we just sit down with them and say, here's our analysis. Is it correct, number one? And then how is the water delivered? What rights are senior? What rights are junior? What can we do under the circumstances? So provide us information.
Okay. We'll probably be providing you some contacts of our coalition cities.
Yeah.
And that would probably be the easiest. Okay, and then I will quit talking.
Christian does have some information that he was wondering if he could share with Jennifer. If he can do that now or just do that informally over the phone. Sorry, I was trying to look through you and I had a piece of paper in front of both of us. Yeah.
What kind of information, technical information for exchange?
Well, we have gone through and looked at the city water rights in the last 5 years of city water use and made some conclusions about use relative to those rights, and it sounds like that's what the department is working on now. It might be helpful to have.
But the reason I thought Jennifer would look at that information is because she's correct in her statement. I don't know that use really bears on, well, it does to some degree, because there has to be an analysis of whether the mitigation will, in size, is big enough to compensate for the depletion. But my understanding is that her analysis and yours will both show that when the effect of the mitigation of the recharge through model simulations is fully felt, it will more than mitigate for the depletions caused by the city's diversions. Now, the magnitude of that may be in question, but probably there's no issue on the comparative. Well, there is on the comparative values, maybe, but in terms of the mitigation exceeding the amount of depletion, I don't think there'll be an issue there. That's my sense. So,
well, I think, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the period through March 2016, which was the term of this agreement, I think that there's, you know, enough benefit to offset it regardless of whether or not you're using my estimate of junior use or Christian's.
Right.
The question is whether or not the timing matters, and that the recharge is, you know, basically at the end of the first year mitigation period. So
yeah, so it's a timing issue and a legal issue.
But still, I mean, we have, like you said, we have to present some estimate of the use and some predicted impact. So we still have to come up with some number and justify it. And so have you done more detailed analysis since that report you submitted in April?
Yes.
Because your number that you presented in the affidavit is very different than the number you presented in April.
That's
that
correct.
Was. So, and there's nothing, you know, there's not any background information with the affidavit, so I didn't know what you were looking at there in your estimate of junior use. And I was asked to come up with a number. I used Watermaster annual records and then, you know, the water right volumes and priority dates and came up with an estimate, and it's pretty similar to your estimate from April, you know, which is about double the estimate you came up with in this latest version. So I don't know what the, you know, there may be some justification for that. I just don't know what the background information is. So if it sounds like you have some more to present on that.
I also wondered, though, Christian, whether the information that you have compiled would be helpful to Tim Luke and his crew, Cindy Genter, in truthing their evaluation of water rights.
And that was the reason that I was bringing that up.
So it really goes beyond the analysis that Genter would be assigned. You can, I guess, send that through her, but it might be better if you were to contact Tim. Probably Tim Luke's the person that you need to give that information to about water rights. He's really generally interested in how that portfolio of rights is used within the city system. And that would be helpful in conversations with the cities themselves.
And just to follow up on that point, we'll talk about that and how we best want to share that information, if it's easier to just have the conversation when individual cities talk to directly from IDWR and at that point explain how their use is, or if we do it ahead of time, I don't know. But we'll, yeah, we're certainly open with cooperating, and that information will be shared somewhere in some fashion.
So if Christian's analyzed the way in which the water is used, I would think that disclosure would be better ahead of time, staff, so we can go in better prepared. Okay. Or the other alternative is we can go in and each of the cities can present that information to us. Either alternative.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to involve Christian in that conversation with each of the cities. So
yeah.
That's up to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Director, I do think that this provides a natural segue into the last topic that we'd like to discuss. And sorry to hit you cold with this, but we're all operating under, you know, very tight time frames. We would orally move for reconsideration of the denial of the stay, the requested stay that we filed on the 16th. On the 17th, you issued an order denying that request. One of the things that, you know, Jennifer just mentioned about not having much background information in the affidavit of Christian that we supported the application for stay with, does, you know, highlight where we're at right now. We're moving in as expeditiously as we possibly can. We have a hearing date scheduled for next week. I think, Director, your offer of providing some Christian's information to staff is also a good one, because these water rights are a complex portfolio. Some are junior, some are senior. How do those mix together? I think it all does weigh in favor of issuing a stay in this case. We're not asking for an open-ended stay, Director. What we would ask for is a stay between now until after the hearing is completed, which I think will be next Friday, and the decision is issued. There are complex systems that would be better understood with this information that we're going to present at the hearing. We just simply didn't have enough time, given the deadlines that we were under, to get that in front of the department. For that, you know, we apologize, but we do have the information prepared and, you know, prepared to give that to the department, presented at hearing. We feel that it will give the department a basis upon which to approve the plan.
again, it's not open-ended. That's not what we're asking for. We're asking for a very, you know, small period of time while we have this this exposure. But we think that, you know, with the information we can present at the hearing, that that will be good information. It will create the record that the department needs to approve the plan with. And with that, we would move for reconsideration of the denial of the stay.
Okay, well, thanks. And I suppose I could put that, put my decision off regarding the verbal motion, but I think because of the expeditious nature of this, I'll just tell you, I don't intend to reconsider or stay the curtailment. And part of the reason is that all of the users, including cities, have received notice of the requirement for either curtailment or mitigation. In my opinion, they've had a year's period of time to put something together. I recognize that there's a mitigation plan pending that came in. I can understand why the states will be doing it, but came in late with respect to mitigation. And really, it's that late filing and the process that we've gone through that it really has caused the enforced the expeditious nature of this hearing. And I guess I don't see that cities are entitled to any more consideration than any of the other junior water rights holders in that circumstance. We will go through the analysis next week and the processes that you're really talking about, I think referring to being presented at the hearing. I think we'll go through those processes and evaluation of the city's uses next. We can come to some conclusion.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we need to talk about any kind of issue limitation?
I think we've talked with Reagan kind of what we see and kind of the scope, and I think we're in general agreement about what that looks like. And
yeah, I think our issue was addressed earlier when we put off the third mitigation plan. As you know, we've stipulated to this one. Rangan's intention at this hearing would be to essentially explain why we've stipulated to this one.
Well, let's make sure that the focus is on the mitigation plan and not the impacts of possible curtailment, because I don't think that's the subject of this hearing at all.
And you're talking about impacts of curtailment, meaning on the cities and
right.
stuff outside of...
Right.
Because the impact of the city's pumping is what I think is, from our standpoint, is the focus on it.
Right.
Yeah.
The impacts to Reagan,
right.
certainly. That would
yeah.
be a part of the mitigation plan considerations.
Yes.
But the possible economic impacts to the city of curtailment is not a subject.
And I will tell you, Reagan, from Reagan's standpoint, that was not what went into the consideration of agreeing to this mitigation plan and stipulating to it. It was the result of substantial negotiation between the cities and us related to the other plans that they were proposing and things like that. So we had it we're not planning to say that we agreed to it because of the impacts. We had our own reasons for doing it.
Well, and I'll fire one more across the bow, I guess. As I was looking at the stipulation and the fact that, at least from my perspective, it did not provide real water in the time of need for Reagan, and in a delivery call, if you read the footnote, I guess my opinion is that the senior cannot pick and choose the juniors who the senior can allow to divert without that real water being there. It either, from my perspective, whatever the senior says he doesn't need, that water should go to the next junior appropriator in the line of priority because the replacement water has not been provided in the time of need. And if I were to approve the mitigation plan without that act, it seems to me that Reagan might be risking the possibility of having waived the opportunity to make the call as against the other junior quarterback.
And we certainly are not intending to do that, and that is not how we saw this mitigation plan. I mean, I will tell you, that's not how we see this mitigation plan, and we would like the opportunity to explain that, because I certainly saw your footnote.
That statement was written into the footnote and then deleted. But it was written in initially to raise the specter that if Rangan honestly stipulates to release certain junior users when they're not providing replacement water in the time of need, then Rangan is essentially saying, playing favorites, and essentially saying, we will allow this, we will select the juniors that will allow to divert water without replacement water, but the others will be there. I think that's fine.
And I understand what you're saying, and frankly, from our standpoint, we would like the opportunity at the hearing to explain what it is that's going on, because we in terms of selecting users that are water users, that's not what was going on in this case. We had mitigation plans that were out there and a series of negotiations about where we wanted the water put, quite frankly, and some concessions that were made by the cities with regard to helping us get the water where we would prefer to have it put, and I think that's changes things.
I think that's all okay, but the standard that I'm looking at, and it's being imposed honestly by the court, in my opinion, is, director, is there a mitigation plan in place that's providing water to the senior in the time of need? If not, then you need to curtail. And that's the message that I'm getting from the court. And if the model simulations don't show that the water is reaching Rangan and the Curran Tunnel cell during the time that curtailment is required, then the standard, as I read it very strictly from the court, is I have a responsibility to curtail those junior water controllers. So I guess I lay it out here a little bit what the issue is, and I know there are issues about when I should start a year or when I shouldn't start a year. But I'll tell everybody right now, the order was issued, we established a phase-in, and that phase-in started, and we defined it more carefully as April 1st to March 31st, and we were nearly through the year. So, in my opinion, the analysis needs to focus on those years. I'm not receptive to some proposal that I reset and start a new year for every mitigation plan that's filed with. Not receptive to them. Cities receive notice just like every other junior water.
And I appreciate your comments, Director, but just for the record, the plan was filed. Originally, the idea, obviously, is we had recharge that could have occurred at the Sandy Ponds without any federal involvement and other recharge site involvement, and that would have been something that cities could have pursued much more quickly. Through the negotiation process, a different site was identified, and unfortunately, because there was a problem with some construction that needed to be done, the recharge couldn't occur in the fall. And so the intention was always to do recharge in the fall. And just so the director is aware that the cities understood that, you know, that's what we were trying to do, and that's through the negotiation process, and then just the reality of the site had a barrier to some timing. But I think there's a legal question that we can talk about, and we're happy to brief at the hearing. But I do appreciate that, and I wanted the director to be aware that the idea was trying to get it in sooner than later, and then the option turned out to be in the spring because of just some physical barriers. And by then, the first site, we put all our efforts in the second site. So there's just some practical considerations, and those things can come out, and I think there's also some legal issues that may bear on the question of timing, and we're aware that that's what the director's order says, and that's what your focus was, and that, so we're prepared to not only present the technical, but also I think the legal basis as to why the plan can be approved in the cities.
And I will tell you from Rangan's standpoint, again, that's the negotiations that were taking place were being done in the fall in the context of that going on, and it was supposed to be delivered in the fall.
Okay.
Again, the way I read the decisions, and I probably need to stop the colloquy and wait for the hearing, but good intentions don't mean anything in the prior appropriation process.
I agree that, and that's not what I'm, that's not at all what I'm arguing, Director. We appreciate the response or the opportunity to talk about why we entered into this agreement. I mean, it wasn't to give special treatment to someone. I mean, we weren't trying to waive anything.
Okay, anything else you need to talk about, Gary?
If we're done, I just want to go over what the expectations are. As we pointed out in the order of the position on this weekend, we haven't issued a formal notice of hearing for the 30th, so we'll go and issue a formal notice of hearing on the 30th. We'll start it at 8 a.m. Say the proceeding will start. We'll identify there that Jennifer will have, the director has requested a staff memorandum, and staff will have that prepared by the close of business tomorrow, and we will electronically disseminate that to the parties. And you're authorizing the experts from the city, coalition of cities, may communicate directly with Jennifer Succo on any questions. I would ask you to do limit it to one individual. You know, if Jennifer feels it's necessary to bring in Alan for additional discussions, that's fine, but I just don't want to have questions going to multiple people and want to streamline that. If there's questions other than just Jennifer and Christian, like if the attorneys are there, I would ask that we formally or go through a more formal process where the attorneys contact me and we coordinate that to ensure that all the attorneys have the ability to participate. So, but just for right now, Christian, just to clarify that Christian can himself directly communicate with Jennifer, if that's okay.
Attorneys?
Well, I mean, I guess I just want to make sure that, frankly, I'm not sure what kind of availability my experts have right now, given all the things that we have going on, but we would want to be involved in that.
Okay, that's well, all. Maybe Christian and Jennifer can work at it, contact Chuck, I'm assuming you want Chuck Jr. or Senior.
I'll have to figure that out. It may be Dave Colvin on this one. But I don't know availability of people right now, frankly. I've got people going so many different directions, though.
Well, upon notification of who you want them to bring into the loop, then if Christian and Jennifer, you could work with that person and bring them to you whatever communications you have.
Can I ask a couple questions? So when we're talking about getting this staff memo out tomorrow, I think we're assuming that I'm not going to review whatever detailed analyses Christian has done for individual cities on their consumptive use volume or junior consumptive use volumes before then. And I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, I think we can put the staff memo out with just the comment that, you know, I don't know how he came up with his volume. I've got in there, you know, how I came up with the volume that I did and that it's, you know, not refined by a detailed analysis of water use within each city system. We did come up with the same cities that have junior use. I think we just came up with different volumes for them. So I mean, we can either get the staff memo up tomorrow with it like that, or if I need to look at his detailed analyses for those cities prior to getting it out, it would probably be Monday.
I think getting the staff memo out tomorrow.
And again, I don't think this is a huge. I don't think the volume itself that we're running through the model for the city's use is a huge part of the issue. Yeah. So I think that's okay. But I just wanted to clarify.
That's what we intend.
Okay. And then Christian, and my understanding is the conversations you've had with Alan about this in the past have been relative to, you know, what was included for municipal use in model calibration and in the curtailment scenario that was run to get the mitigation obligation that went into the January 29th order.
Precisely.
So
and those were the two.
Yeah. So I mean, I can cover all of that without Alan. So I think we're okay there.
Yeah, and I think it would be helpful to have that tomorrow, and then we can figure out what to do next week. What we need input on.
Are you addressing those two questions in your report?
I had not been because I thought we already Well, I guess I am to some degree, yes.
Quite frankly, those are the issues that we're most concerned with.
Yeah, okay. I can add a couple more sentences about that, but yeah. I guess actually I do have...
Yeah, that's
it's pretty short and sweet, so...
That's great.
I think our concern was just wanting to have that direct so that it's not my interpreting Alan's response.
Right, okay. I can make sure I have that spelled out in there.
And then lastly, just want to clarify, loose end, there was an oral motion for reconsideration. You orally denied it. You intend to issue a written follow-up to that, or just let it stand on that?
I did not intend to.
Just want everybody to be aware of how that was going to stand.
And we'll follow up with a written request on the dairy mist stipulation that we talked about earlier, and provide information to the department on a point of contact, I think. Might just be more efficient for each of the coalition cities so that we can kind of keep information flowing and not unnecessarily be disruptive to either the department or the city's people.
So. Okay. Everybody happy?
We're here.
Okay. Thanks,
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Director.